Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 4th chapter, text number 32. Please repeat the verse.
Evam Triloka Guruna.
Evam Triloka Guruna.
Sandhishta Sabda Yogina. Asadhyā Harim Ije Samadhinā Evam.
Please repeat what word meaning. Evam.
Evam.
Thus.
Thus.
Triloka.
Triloka.
Three words.
Guruna.
Guruna. By the spiritual master.
By the spiritual master.
Sandhishtaha,
Sandhishtaha,
being perfectly taught. Sorry, being perfectly taught.
Being perfectly taught.
Sabda Yonina,
Sabda Yonina,
by one who is the source of all Vedic knowledge. Badrayashramam, in the pilgrimage side of Badrika Ashram. Asadhyā, reaching Harim, unto the Lord. Ije, satisfied. Samadhinā, by trance. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Translation. Sukadeva Goswami informed the king that Uddhava, being thus instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of all Vedic knowledge, and the spiritual master of the three worlds, reached the pilgrimage side of Badrikashram and engaged himself there in the trance to satisfy the Lord. Please repeat translation. Sukadeva Goswami informed
the king
that Uddhava, being thus instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of all Vedic knowledge, and the spiritual master of the three worlds, reached the pilgrim site of Badrikashram and engaged himself there in trance to satisfy the Lord. Purport. Lord Shri Krishna is factually the spiritual master of the three worlds, and He is the original source of all Vedic knowledge. It is very difficult, however, to understand the personal feature of the Absolute Truth, even the form of Vedas. His personal instructions are indeed in order to understand, and personality of Godhead as the Supreme Absolute Truth. Bhagavad Gita is the evidence of such transcendental knowledge in gist. One cannot know the Supreme Lord unless one is graced by the Lord Himself. Lord Krishna exhibited this specific mercy toward Arjuna and Uddhava while He was in the material world. Undoubtedly, Bhagavad Gita was spoken by the Lord on the battlefield of Kurukshetra just to encourage Arjuna to fight. And yet, to complete the transcendental knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord instructed Uddhava. The Lord wanted Uddhava to fulfill His mission and disseminate the knowledge which He had not spoken even in Bhagavad Gita. Persons who are attached to the words of Vedas may also know from this verse that the Lord is the source of all Vedic knowledge. One who is unable to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by going through the pages of the Vedas may take shelter of one of the Lord's devotees such as Uddhava in order to advance further in knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Brahma Samhita says that it is very difficult to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the Vedas, but is easily understood from a pure devotee like Uddhava, taking mercy on the great sages who lived at Badrikashram. The Lord authorized Uddhava to speak on his behalf. Unless one has such authorization, one cannot understand or preach the devotional service of the Lord. While present in this earth, the Lord executed many uncommon activities, even traveling in the space or bringing down the Parijat from heaven and recovering the son of his teacher, Sandipani Muni, from the regions of death. Uddhava was certainly informed of the condition of life on other planets, and all the sages were anxious to know of them, just as we are anxious to know about the planet in space. Uddhava was particularly deputed to carry a message to Badrikashram. Not only the sages of the place of pilgrimage, but also to the Naranarayan deities. Such a message must be being more confidential than the knowledge described in the pages of the Vedas. The Lord is undoubtedly the source of all knowledge, and the message dispatched through Uddhava to Naranarayan and other sages were also part of the Vedic knowledge, but they are more confidential and could be sent or understood only through such a pure devotee as Uddhava. Since such confidential knowledge was known only to the Lord and Uddhava, it is said that Uddhava was as good as the Lord himself. Every living entity can, like Uddhava, also become a confidential messenger on the same level as Lord, provided he becomes confidential himself by dint of loving devotional service. Such confidential knowledge is entrusted as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita only to pure devotees like Uddhava and Arjuna, and one has to learn that the mystery through them and not otherwise. One cannot understand Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam without the help of such a confidential devotees like the Lord. Confidential devotees of the Lord. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that confidential masses must have concerned the mystery of his departure and annihilation of his dynasty after the end of his appearance in the mundane world for 100 years. Everyone must have been very anxious to know about the mystery of the annihilation of Yadu dynasty, and that message must have been explained by the Lord to Uddhava and dispatched to Badrikashram for the information of Naranarayan and other pure devotees of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Now, in this chapter, actually, This is Parikshit Maharaj was inquiring from Sukadeva Goswami about Uddhava and Maitra Rishi. And in that conversation, so Sukadeva Goswami is explaining few things about Uddhava. Previously we heard about that. And here he considered Lord Krishna few things as a Jagat Guru, means that he is spiritual master for everyone. And what? He is source of all knowledge. Actually all knowledge comes from Lord Krishna only. In the beginning of creation, all of us we know that when Brahma, he appeared from Lord Vishnu's navel, he don't know what to do. So he was going down and coming up around 10,000 years. But still he couldn't understand who am I and what to do. So then he had two words, tapa. He performed austerity. And this Vedic knowledge, actually Krishna gave to him by his playing his flute, Bhangshidhwani. So this transcendental knowledge appeared in Brahma's heart. And later on, that knowledge of course he gave to Narada Muni, and Narada Muni gave to Vyasadeva, and then it's coming. But the source, original source of the knowledge is actually Krishna. And the thing is, we can try to understand the scriptures or read in according to our capacity or according to our intelligence. But we may not understand. Not we may, we will definitely will not understand the intention of the Shastra unless or otherwise we'll take shelter to his devotees. I remember once I was reading one magazine by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he wrote an article, he said, I forgot the verse, the very famous verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, unless we smear the dust from the lotus feet of a pure devotee, we cannot begin our spiritual life. So I think probably you remember that verse? Yeah. So that is the beginning of our spiritual life. So Krishna is teaching here now. So Uddhava, he was a perfect messenger for this confidential knowledge. And Srila Prabhupada explained in this purport, it is very nice purport, you know. People try to understand, you know, a Supreme Personality of Godhead in different aspects. The thing, many of us, you know, I mean, in this world, maximum people, they try to understand Supreme Personality of Godhead, and anyway, maximum of them are atheists. And many of them, they try to understand, Supreme Personality of Godhead means it's formless, it cannot be a form. Or some of them, they say, you know, the material nature is a, you know, supreme controller. So they have a different conclusion. You know, and many of the philosophers, especially, they speculate a lot about Supreme Personality of Godhead. They consider that the knowledge is everything. And if you practice knowledge, that's it, end. But they don't understand, okay, we are practicing knowledge. Well, what is the purpose? What is the purpose of practicing knowledge? You know, let's say somebody is studying engineering. What is the purpose of studying engineering? Just study it and do nothing? the studying has a purpose, that that person futurely he will understand something great. They will be involved in engineering, you know, physical things as well, and like physical work will be there. It doesn't mean just study is finished. So Vedic knowledge is that, is knowledge is good to study, but we have to understand what is the result of the study, what is the intention, you know, why we need that knowledge. Just know the knowledge, that's not enough. We have to apply it in our life. So maximum people, they just want to know and then, you know, leave the knowledge in the mind and in the book. They never apply in their life. So that is the difference between devotees and, you know, like so-called jnanis. They don't apply those things, you know. If we see the jnanis, they accept the Brahma Jyoti as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So even they, according to that, if we are part of parcel of the complete, it's our duty to serve complete. That is in any circumstances. Doesn't matter whether we accept the form or not. That's the conclusion. That's even in Patanjali philosophy and the Mayavadi Kapil's philosophy, they describe that same thing, you know, he's the Supreme and we are the part and parcel. So part and parcel always serve to complete. That is the law, that is the nature. But they study just, they never follow. But here Uddhava, he's set up a very like good example of it, and confidential devotees. When we'll serve to Krishna, actually, then we'll understand the confidential knowledge about, you know, Krishna or about Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, we cannot understand by study. We know Dhruva Maharaj, how many years he was performing austerity? 6 months. And a severe austerity. When Lord Vishnu appeared in front of him, he couldn't speak anything. Why? You know, austerity should give a result, isn't it? He has some idea about Supreme Personality of God, but why he couldn't speak when Lord appeared in front of him? Because when you want to specially speak with the Lord, we cannot use our so-called this knowledge. We need transcendental knowledge which is comes from Krishna, which is source is Krishna. It's not that in our mind or in our brain. We have nothing. By the mercy of the Lord and His pure devotee, then only it's appeared. So when Lord Vishnu, he touched his conch shell on his head and immediately he got transcendental knowledge. Why he got? Because he served to the Lord such a strongly and continuously, Lord is pleased with that. Of course, you know, first he got mercy from Narad Muni, from his spiritual master. So when we'll serve to the Lord with the full devotion, and that knowledge will appear from the heart, it's not from the book. Of course, we have to read. If we don't read, then we will not know about all of these things. Then we will not get inspiration to do that such things. We will be never inspired. So, and then he glorifies so nicely to Lord Vishnu. And Uddhava, here is Lord said to go to him to Badrika Ashram. Why? You know, sometime we can see, oh, maybe Uddhava going for teaching. Actually, it's not. Krishna sending him. Why? Because he always fulfills his devotee's desire. You know. So in the Badrika Ashram, there is thousands of, you know, great sages. They are waiting for Krishna's message. They want to hear more and more about Krishna. And here is one very important thing, you know. Prabhupada mentioned that he want to give the message to Naranarayan Rishi. What message Uddhava will give to Naranarayan Rishi? Nar means human. Narayan means Narayan, isn't it? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, what message Uddhava will give to Naranarayan Rishi? He knows everything. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that means he is complete, isn't it? See, don't need. The fact is, you know, why Srila Prabhupada organized Bhagavatam class into the temple? Why not outside in some hall? Why not in Prasadam hall? Why not somewhere else? Why he, even when Srila Prabhupada gave, always he gave lecture in the temple. Why? Because when Krishna hear about his pastime, he flees out of that actually. You know? Just imagine, you know, if somebody is glorifying you and you are just behind a wall and you can hear it, you know, will you be happy or unhappy? Of course we will be happy. So same way Krishna is pleased with that, you know, when he sees his devotees there glorifying him and discussing about him, he pleased. By his pleasing, we get benefit, we get a spiritual benefit from that. Actually, that is our ultimate goal of our life, to please Krishna. And that is, the greatest example is Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani. You know, that's the, you know, when Mata Rohini, she was speaking about Krishna's pastime, Vrindavan Leela. And you see, when Krishna and Balaram, they were hearing about their pastime in Vrindavan, they're thinking, wow, how sweet is our pastime when we were kids. Yeah? So they're so happy, you know. So that's why, you know, here mentioned, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, Uddhava going to give masses to Naranarayan Rishi. Because Uddhava wanted to please Lord. That was his strong desire. And of course, there is another word, very important word, that says samadhi. So what does it mean, samadhi? He will go and sit and do nothing? Of course not. Uddhava. Samadhi means completely absorbed in Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is samadhi. If ourselves will try and sit and completely absorb, one mosquito will bite. Maybe if you are in India, 10 mosquito will bite, you have to go admitted to hospital instead of somewhere else. So your samadhi will be in the hospital and then later on somewhere else. So samadhi doesn't mean, you know, you have to sit and, because we cannot do that much concentration. Yeah? But samadhi means also to absorb in Krishna, his name, his service, and, you know, his pastimes. That's also considered samadhi. Once Srila Prabhupada said, I am always in samadhi. And then all of his disciples, huh? How come? You know, he's traveling last 2 months. How come he said he's always in samadhi? And then they asked Prabhupada, how come it is possible you are in samadhi? And Prabhupada said, I made my routine such a way, everything is for Krishna's pleasure. So that's why I'm in samadhi. So that is the ultimate samadhi actually. You know, to absorb in Krishna. Absorb in Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Uddhava, he is sent by Krishna to Badrikashram to speak about him. By speaking, by remembering Krishna, he will be in samadhi. Or he is in samadhi. That is the intention, you know, behind this. So anyway, I'll stop here. Today is very auspicious day. It's Ekadasi. And today also, disappearance day of Narahari Sarkar Thakur. So Narahari Sarkar Thakur, he appeared in Sri Khand, which is considered as a, like in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is mentioned, Khandavashi Vaishnava. So Shrikhanda, in Nadia district, and he was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like all the time. Narahari Chakra. There is two Narahari. One is Narahari Chakravarti and one is Narahari Sarkar Thakur. So the Narahari Sarkar Thakur, when Mahaprabhu left Mayapur, and he also left, he started to live in Puri. And he was best friend with Gadadhar Pandit. And, you know, it is mentioned in Gaur Ganadesha Divika, he is in Braj Lila, Madhumati Sakhi, who is there, very dear to Srimati Radharani, you know, who serve always honey, you know, for Radha Krishna. Narahari Sarkar Thakur, he is very excellent and a very good singer, you know, excellent singer. Mahaprabhu used to love his singing. And his service was in Gaur Lila, singing for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and doing chamar and fan. You know, sometimes it's very funny, in Sandhya Arati, many of the people, there is a line Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote, you know, in Sandhya Arati, Nara Hari Adi Kuri Chamar Dhulai. Chamar means, you know, what is called chamar in English? Whisk, whatever, the chamar. Almost everyone say Kamara Dhulai. You know, it's not Kamar, it's Chamar. Yeah. So, he used to love to do Chamar to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know. And fan, of course. So, when he left Mayapur, and then he went to Puri, and he is the only one person, only one in all of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate, during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu present, he is the only one who glorified Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front of him. And Mahaprabhu used to listen to that. You know, very peaceful minded. But anyone else, Mahaprabhu immediately he will put finger in his ears and say, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. You know, don't say. But whenever Narahari Sarkar Thakur used to glorify him, he used to be very pleased. Only one singer. And he used to sing such a beautiful song. And, you know, he's written two books. One is called Padakalpataru. Long back ago, it was printed in Bengali, I think 1915. And after that, it wasn't available. I don't know about now. And another book, I think, Krishna Bhajanamritam. Two books is written. In Padakalpataru, he have written very nice song about Radha and Krishna. He appeared a little bit before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he wrote many songs about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. And those songs are really beautiful and, you know, full of devotion, of course, it's very deep. In one of the song, and I'll try to sing, and it's like, oh, he was describing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu such a nice way. It's amazing. So once what happened, he was in Shrikhanda, in his village. And Shrikhanda is a very famous place, you know. Many Vaishnavas, they appeared there, you know. Raghunandan Thakur, you know, Sri Ranjiv Sen, and what is Raghunandan's father name? Basu Ghosh. No, Basudev Datta, not Ghosh. Yeah. There is, I think, and it is in Adi Lila, 10th chapter, text number 78-79. I think there's few versions. Anyway, so once he came to Shri Nityananda Prabhu, he came to Shrikhanda because his Nityananda Prabhu's in-law's house in Kharda, very close. And he one day he came, and Nityananda Prabhu is considered Abhudut, means he is a bit sometimes a bit funny. He said, "Hey, in a Narari, come here. I want to drink honey." And then Narari Sarkar Thakur said, "No problem, you know." And Nityananda Prabhu always with his, all of his followers with, will be with him, like thousands of followers, not one or two. So he said, "I want to drink honey." So imagine there is thousands of followers. Oh, you know, how difficult is serving honey? And then Narari Sarkar Thakur's house has a small pond. And he turned the whole pond to become, you know, honey, all the water. So he started serving from there, unlimited honey to Nityananda Prabhu's, all the followers, and of course Nityananda Prabhu, he was very happy. And then he said, "Oh, I am very pleased with your service. So that's very good. So we'll come often here." So, and he had very, an intimate relation, I mean, very close relation with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know. And he used to, when Rath Yatra time, sometime, you know, Mahaprabhu used to divide everyone, okay, you sing, you play, and this, your team will be there, and here, he used to divide, you know. And when he want to do kirtan, he'll bring everyone together, and he will sing, and everyone will play and dance. And sometimes he used to request to Narahari Sarkar Thakur about singing, you know. And of course, there is a famous person, Mahaprabhu's very favorite person, what is it, Swarup Damodar, and right Amananda, they will give the what is called clue, what to sing according to Mahaprabhu's desire. I think 78. Yeah. So, yeah, Mukunda Datta and Raghunandan Thakur, Narahari Sarkar Thakur, Chiranjeev Sen, and Sulachan, they all appeared. His Mahaprabhu's many associates appeared in the Shrikhanda. And his very, famous disciple, Lochan Das Thakur, he is the disciple of Narahari Sarkar Thakur. So, I'll try to just sing his one of his songs, which is in, we have a book called Bhakti Giti Sanchayan, which is compiled by Bhakti Charu, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. And in there, there is a song which is written by Narahari Sarkar Thakur. Very nice song. He said, "Manore kahona gauro katha, gaure ro nam ami aradha, priti murati data, shayone gaura, sapone gaura, gaura nayaner tara, are manare kamana gaura katha, are jivane gaura, marane gaura, gaura ganaro har, hiyaro majhare गौरंगे रखिए बिरले बसिया रब अर मने रसा देते शेरूप चांदे रे नयने नयने थोब अर गौर बिहने नाबाची परने गौर करेछी शान गौर बोलिया जाओ को जीवन किछु ना चाहिबो गौर गमन गौर गठन गौर मुखे रमासी गौर प्रीति गौर मूर्ति याय रहल पोषी गौर धर्म गौर कर्म
ही आयो जागे नर हरिदास तार दासेर दास चरणे शरण मांगे मन रे कहना गौर कथा.
It's such a beautiful song. In this song, actually, he put his heart, and we can guess how depth his, his love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, he says, "Manare kahana gaura kata, my dear mind, please speak about gaura." And I said, "Gaurer naam ami aradhan piriti murati data." The Lord Chaitanya's name is full of nectar. And Lord Chaitanya, only one person who gave that prema bhakti to everyone without discrimination. He is the one who distributed the nectar of devotion to everyone without any discrimination. They say, Shayana Gaura, Sapane Gaura, Gaura Noyaner Tara. You know, in my life, when I sleep or when I dream, every time I can see only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jivane gaura marane gaura gaura galara har. Whether I am living in this body and even after my this life, the only thing I can remember, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is like necklace of my neck. So I want to keep him always. Why you put necklace here? Because this is in a very soft place. This is the is considered the most purest place in our heart, our body, and on the chest. So he want to keep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here all the time. Hiyara majhare gaurang rakhiye birole boshiya robo. He said, I don't want to, keep Mahaprabhu outside, if he will disappear, then what will happen? So that's why I want to keep him within the heart. So he will be forever, he will live there, and I want to, keep him aside from everyone. Just it's like he's only mine, And monere sadete serupe chadare noyone noyone thobo. Like if he will be within the heart, so I can see him always, all the time I can see him. So that is my only desire. Gauro bihane nabachi porane gauro korechi shab. Gauro bolia jao ko jivan kichu na chahiwa. Without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I cannot live. It is impossible. This life is this a useless life without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if my life will be end with the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name, That is my only desire. That's only thing I want. I don't want anything else. Gaura gamana gaura gatana gaura gaura mukhe rahasi gaura piriti gaura murati hiare rahalo poshi. In my heart, only thing I can see, that's about Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes, his activities, his only thing, always appeared within my heart. That is the only my desire. Gaura dharma, gaura karma, gaura bedira sar. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is everything for me. He is my activities, he is my religion, he is my principles, everything. And he is the condense of the all knowledge or all yoga, whatever you say. He is the source of it. He is everything for me. Gaura charane parana shapino gaura kariben par. I surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and I completely, I'll be depend on him, and I'm definitely sure he will always protect from everything. He'll take care completely. Gaura shabada gaura sampada jahar hiya jage. If somebody develop the devotion for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Gauranga, you know. If somebody is chanting Gauranga's name, if somebody is serving Lord Chaitanya, what is saying? Narahari Das Tar Dase Das Charane Saranamage. I want to be servant of the servant of that person. Can you imagine how much love he has for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So, I haven't found out any particular date of his appearance and disappearance. There is not much things. So, yeah, he was very close devotee, you know, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was compassionate. Of course, Mahaprabhu's all associates, they were very compassionate for the all living entities. So, we'll pray to his lotus feet. So then he, by his mercy, we can, you know, advance in our spiritual life. Thank you so much. I would like to stop here. If there is any comments and questions, please. Thank you, actually. The time also, 2 minutes like. जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की नरहरि सरकार ठाकुर की श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नित्याय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल।